We're going to talk now about something that's a concern for an awful lot of people in this region, but across the province as well, and it's the whole question of having to care for a member of the family, a member of your family, over the long term. And we're going to be talking about a project that's happening here in the townships. It's a project that's part of an intergenerational project with the Townshipers Association. Susan McCauley's with me this morning. She lives in North Hatley, and she cares for her mother, who has Alzheimer's disease.
I do.
Good
yes.
morning, Susan McCauley.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Tell me a little bit about how things transpired. How long have you been the principal caregiver for your mom?
Well, at the moment, Mom's placed in a facility, so I'm actually not her primary caregiver at the moment, but I was for a year, 2011-2012. I had been living in Dubai for 18 years, and she needed care, and so I came back and I lived with her and cared with her for a year.
You say that very matter-of-factly. She needed care, so I came back. But you came back from Dubai. You made an enormous decision. Was it really that obvious to you?
Well, it was a traumatic, life-changing tragedy to make that decision for me. I gave up my life. I had a business there. I walked away from my flat. I left everything, my friends, and but I was compelled. I felt I didn't have a choice. I felt that she really needed 24/7 care, and it just wasn't happening. So,
what are those early days like when you've made the decision, you've relocated, and you're faced with the task of becoming someone's principal caregiver?
It's terrifying. Honestly, it's terrifying because you don't know what you're facing, and I really didn't have any skills. I don't even have children, so I don't know anything about mothering, but I sure learned a heck of a lot very quickly. And I think what you begin to your life changes, and you see things in a different way when you're caring for somebody who's so vulnerable. And to see your parent go from being your parent to being your child is really a transformational process. And it's somewhere you find the patience and the strength and the love to do it, and that's what happened.
That's a big part of it, though, isn't it? Finding the patience, finding resources within yourself that maybe you didn't know you had because they hadn't been called upon.
Exactly. Exactly. You find a wellspring of strength. And in terms of resources, when I first moved, it was the fall of 2011. And I have quite a presence online. I have a website and I do a lot of social media. And so I searched online to try to find help because I was living between Magog and Georgeville in the country with my mom in a big house on my own. And there weren't a lot of resources out there at the time. Now there are many more books. There's a lot of chat, a lot of talk, a lot of places one can turn. And this initiative that's going on here in the townships is one such initiative or one such resource. And
Is it about looking for resources just in terms of, if you like, the mechanics, the technicalities, the ways of doing things? Or is it also about finding a community that shares that same life-altering decision that you've taken yourself?
Both of those. Yeah, both. Because not being a carer, you don't know, and not being familiar with Alzheimer's disease or dementia of any kind, it's hard to know how to cope with the behaviors. So, for example, constant repetition gets very tiring after a while when somebody's asking you the same questions over and over again. My mom constantly wanted to go home, even though she was in her own home. And how do you manage that kind of thing? When you don't know, it can be really stressful.
I'm going to ask, is Eric here? Julia? He's not. We're hoping to get Eric on before we finish this conversation. Eric Akbar Manelson is the projects coordinator for the intergenerational project with the Townshipers Association, but he had delays this morning. So if he comes in the door, we'll get him on the air so that he can tell us a little bit more. But I'll ask you, Susan, to tell us a little bit about how that initiative is helping in your case and what it's doing within the community.
Well, I've just become involved, and the project has been going on for about a year now. now. And the idea is to support English-speaking caregivers such as I was when I was on my own, because people become isolated, and it's really difficult to find... you need respite, you need a break, you need people to take over for you from time to time. And so this initiative is really to support those who are doing the kinds of work that I was doing with my mom. And there's going to be a forum, I believe it's on the 22nd.
The 22nd from 1 till 5, it's called Discovering Joy in Caregiving,
yes.
Which is very interesting because the idea of having the experience that you're describing would not be described by joyful, by people who haven't been in that situation. Is there joy in it?
There is.
Where does it come from?